Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show by paying tribute to Les McCann. I learned over the past few days that he had passed away on December 28th of last year at age 88. I've always enjoyed Les McCann's music. There were two albums in particular that have been part of my music library that I have listened to repeatedly throughout the years. One is, of course, Swiss Movement, which is Les McCann and Eddie Harris, the great tenor saxophone player, recorded in 1969 at the Montreux Jazz Festival, Montreux, Switzerland. I also enjoyed the album Invitation to Openness. They are both quite different albums, so we are going to hear examples from both of them, beginning with Swiss Movement. We're going to hear a track called Cold Duck Time.
All right, we're going to try a new song. This is a song written by Eddie Harris. Today was the first time we ever saw it. So, with your help, we might do it. This is called Cold Duck Time.
Thank you.
Hold up.
Thank you.
Our tribute to Les McCann. We heard a couple great examples of his music. The last thing you heard from the album Invitation to Openness, a 1971 release, we heard Pooh Pie Magucci and His Friends. And that features not only Les McCann on piano and electric keyboards, but also Yosef Lateef on tenor saxophone, oboe, and flute, and many others as well. And before that, we heard from his most famous album, Les McCann and Eddie Harris, Swiss Movement, recorded live at Montreux. We heard the Eddie Harris composition, Cold Duck Time. Speaking of the album Swiss Movement, it was a certified gold album, and perhaps its biggest hit was Compared to What? And there's another cover of that tune by Roberta Flack. I'd always thought that Les McCann and Eddie Harris's tune was the original one and that it was written by one of them, but a little research and I learned that it was written by Gene McDaniels, a singer-songwriter, and it was recorded first by Roberta Flack in February of 1969, and it would be recorded a few months later in June of that same year by Les McCann and Eddie Harris. I wanted to play the Roberta Flack version of this tune. I really like it. And I once read that the great bass player Ron Carter considered this one of his favorite recordings that he is on. So that is saying a lot. From Roberta Flack's first take, let's hear her version of Compared to What with a great bass line from Ron Carter.
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse. Children are killing frogs, poor dumb rednecks rolling logs, tired old
Last two tracks in that set were from great players out of the Hartford, Connecticut area, where I resided for 40 plus years and was part of the jazz scene there. We heard from Matt Dwanzik from his album A Year and a Day. That was a 2022 release. And his version of the Mango Santa Maria classic, Afro Blue. And that group has Matt Dwanzik on bass, Andrew Renfro on guitar, Chris Allen on saxophone, Tabor Gable on Fender Rhodes, Jonathan Barber on drums, and some great vocal work by Chanel Johns, all of them who had attended the University of Hartford Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. And before that, we heard from someone who was mentored by Jackie McLean himself in Hartford. His name is Mike DeRubo. His new album, brand new release, is entitled Inner Light, and we heard The Muse, and that has Mike DeRubo on alto sax, Brian Charette on Hammond B3 organ, Andrew Renfro on guitar, and Jungkook Kim, J.K. Kim for short, on drums. Now we're going to travel from coast to coast, from Hartford, Connecticut to San Diego, California, and we're going to hear from Matt Hall, a fine trombone player. I got to see this group last night at the Jazz Lounge in San Diego. He released an album in 2022 titled I Hope to My Never. It also features alto sax player Charlie Arbelez, who wrote this tune we're going to hear. Let's listen to No Going Back from Matt Hall.
Thank you.
That's Matt Hall from the album I Hope to My Never. We heard No Going Back. Matt Hall there teamed up with Charlie Arbelez on alto saxophone, who wrote that piece as well. And that'll about do it for today's show. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. We are a radio show over the airwaves at WWUH 91.3 FM out of West Hartford, Connecticut, as well as on an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. Great place for spoken word and music of all genres. Check that out. We're going to finish out today with the SF Jazz Collective. This album made my favorites list, my top 10 list for 2023. The album's entitled New Works and Classics Reimagined. We're going to hear a Chris Potter composition, Smokey, from SF Jazz Collective. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.